This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Kroger has launched Kroger Delivery Now nationwide, a new service powered by Instacart's virtual convenience store, providing customers fresh groceries and household essentials at the value and experience they love from Kroger in 30 minutes or less. Starting today, customers in Kroger Central Division can begin trying this service. Kroger Delivery Now redefines convenience by giving customers unmatched selection, quality, price, and speed. Shoppers can choose among 25,000 items for meals, snacks, last-minute ingredients, over-the-counter medications, diapers, and more. All delivered straight to their doorstep. To learn more about Kroger Delivery Now service, go to nowtocater.com. Around $60 million for rental assistance is being made available through the Illinois Supreme Court. A court-based rental assistance program, or CBRAP, is available to tenants and landlords across the state starting on Wednesday. The court says the expedited payments are intended as a safety net for litigants on the brink of an eviction order. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowtocater.com.
Gavin Newsom is still California's governor. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Democrats survived a recall election.
I'm humbled and grateful.
More than 60% of voters said no to firing the governor. Newsom says they said no to Trumpism. The lead Republican, Larry Elder, said in defeat,
"We are forcing them now to pay attention to the things they should have paid attention to 2 years ago."
There's a new attempt to block Texas's new abortion law. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has details live.
Dave, the Justice Department has asked a federal judge in Texas for an emergency order to temporarily stop the state's abortion law while the case is litigated. Last week, DOJ lawyers filed a lawsuit asking a judge to declare the law invalid because it infringes on the constitutional rights of women and violates the Constitution's Supremacy Clause. The statute criminalizes abortion after around 6 weeks when a heartbeat is detected before many women know they're pregnant. Dave?
Rachel, Republican lawmakers are demanding America's top general testify and maybe resign over what's in a new book. Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox,
"This book raises some serious concerns. I'd say some of the allegations seem somewhat far-fetched to me."
But former President Trump says if true, it's treason.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, according to a new book by the Washington Post's Bob Costa and Bob Woodward, went around President Trump several months ago out of fear, allegedly, that President Trump was going to order military action against China, saying this: "General Lee, you and I have known each other now for 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise."
Fox's Peter Ducey. The Pentagon dismisses the calls as routine. China says it's in contact with the Taliban and is calling for Afghan government funds held overseas to be unfrozen. The U.S. has condemned North Korea for firing off two missiles for the second time in 3 days amidst all nuclear talks. South Korea responded with a test of its own, launching a missile. America's listening to Fox News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in today.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who takes a job from an ex-boss to bring back the man's son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey, and the only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days this Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
Nicholas is now a tropical depression moving into Louisiana after knocking out power to tens of thousands in Texas. Some areas could get even over a foot of rain.
What's left of Nicholas will bring a tremendous flood threat across Louisiana and the northern Gulf Coast today. An isolated tornado is also possible.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, insult to injury for those in Louisiana still trying to recover from Hurricane Ida. There are areas still damaged without electricity. That storm and its remnants killed dozens of people from Louisiana up to the northeast. One of the victims was attacked in floodwaters by an alligator.
The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says their deputies captured and killed the 12-foot-long, 504-pound alligator near Slidell across Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans. Human remains were found inside the animal's stomach. The gator is believed to have attacked 71-year-old Timothy Satterley Sr. While he was in flooded waters, his wife witnessed the attack, seeing the alligator rip her husband's arm off. Since the attack on August 30th, deputies have been searching for Satterley and the alligator. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Yet another twist in an already complicated murder case in South Carolina.
Curtis Edward Smith of Colleton County, South Carolina, has been arrested, facing charges of assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. Police say he plotted with suspended prominent attorney Alex Murdoch and that Murdoch hired him to help him commit suicide. Murdoch survived getting shot and admitted he had taken out a $10 million life insurance policy so his son could collect the money. Murdoch lost his wife and another son in a double homicide in June. Their deaths are still under investigation. Murdoch's law license was suspended over allegations that he misappropriated his firm's funds. Till NATO, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up slightly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 84, and Friday, sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. We've got Dr. Robert Blackwell in the studios with us. We'll tell you about a prostate cancer screening happening this Friday on the campus of DMH, plus Tanya Andrix from Crossing Healthcare, and we've got a ton of tickets to give away, including Cardinals and Three Dog Night. Company's next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on the 15th of September. Coming up this Friday, there is a DMH Cancer Care free prostate cancer screenings from 9 a.m. till 4:30. And it is our great pleasure to welcome Dr. Robert Blackwell. Do you go by Robert?
Bob.
Bob. All right. Get that nice and close to that mic if you don't mind. And Nick, I was just talking to Dr. Bob here. He's a Decatur guy. Grew up here in Decatur.
Hey, we're happy to still have you.
Because usually we have the folks come in that are, right, you know, doctors or whatever, that have moved here from somewhere else. What made you think about going to medical school?
My father was a dentist in town and met a lot of physicians over the years growing up. Always seemed to have an interest in helping people. Throughout high school, I had a lot of physician mentors in college, and then it just led to medical school.
Well, I'm glad you stayed here and continuing to make a difference. All right, so September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Walk me through the screening recommendations. I know this stuff changes and evolves over the years, but talk to me about men specifically of a certain age, a certain family history. What should people be prepared for when having this conversation about prostate cancer screening?
Right. So the recommendations have changed quite a bit over the years. Here most recently, the American Urological Association, their recommendations are all men age 55 to 69 are the ones who are going to benefit the most from prostate cancer screening. What that entails is a discussion with your primary care physician or your urologist if you have one. It involves a physical exam to check the prostate and make sure there's no lumps or bumps, any nodules that would be concerning, and also getting a blood test just with your yearly blood work to check something called the PSA. It's the prostate-specific antigen. And if that's abnormal, that may warrant further screening. Also, men with a family history of prostate cancer, they're at higher risk. Also, African-American men are at a higher risk of having prostate cancer. So you may even want to bump that earlier in life down to age 50.
Okay. Now, when you say that you're doing free screenings, and this is coming this Friday, once again from 9 a.m. to 4:30, and that's in Suite 200 of SIU Urology, and that's 302 West Hay Street. That's on the south side of the campus?
That's correct.
Okay.
And actually, it is a September 24th. So okay. Not this Friday, the following Friday.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I knew that. That was right in front of me. I'm getting ahead of ourselves. I love fall. I hope we get more time. So thank you for that. You just gave me a free week. How long does this take? Are registrations required? You know, what's the basic layout of the event?
So no registration required. You don't need an appointment. You can just come to the office. We'll have you check in. In the era of COVID, we are focusing on safety, so everyone's wearing masks. We'll have you probably check into the office. If the waiting room is full, we may ask you to wait in the car, and we'll have someone come get you once it is time for your turn. But overall, it should be pretty quick. It involves, again, a physical exam with either one of the physicians or nurse practitioners with SIU Urology or Cancer Care Specialist of Illinois. And then blood work that will be drawn that day as well right there in the office.
All right. And then tests take how long to get back? You know, when do you know one way or the other?
Usually the blood work should be back within a day or two, and then the physical exam findings will be able to tell you right then and there if there's anything concerning.
Okay. What should people be looking for, you know, if they think they might have symptoms? Because most men are going to get this, right? I know one in eight are diagnosed. I had a doctor tell me, you know, you live long enough and you're male, odds are, you know, you end up dying of something else and there's an autopsy, and sure enough, you know, a lot of those folks have prostate cancer.
Yeah, it is one of the most common solid organ cancers that comes up. But luckily, most of the time, it's not too aggressive, especially if we find it early. It's something that can be treatable. Honestly, most of the time, men are asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms when they have these lower-risk prostate cancers. Things to watch out for, you may have slowing urinary stream, takes you longer to use the restroom, getting up more at night, going too often. Those sort of urinary symptoms would be one of the first signs you could have for prostate cancer, but also just benign prostate enlargement. So any of those concerning symptoms, may want to bring that up with your physician.
Okay, and these free screenings, how important is it as far as, you know, I know how far we've come. We used to use the C word, or people would whisper it. I mean, we're a little more open, and I think probably the Komen family, you know, on the breast cancer side of things, have done a lot of sort of normalizing, having conversations about our health and having conversations about cancer. But I would assume that women are much better than that than men are.
Women are much better, and a lot of women will bring their husbands in for various medical procedures and screenings. But very important, this is a very easily detected cancer, one that we can find at very early stages, where management options may even involve just watching it when we find it when it's very early, but also surgery and radiation if it's more advanced and needs to be treated.
All right. And then the treatment level, if early, I mean, there's a pretty high success rate, right?
There is, yeah. Something that's very curable.
All right. If folks want more information, they can go to DMHcares.com. The 24th, not this Friday, next Friday from 9 to 4:30. No registration required, and literally you can stop in. As you said, keep everybody social distance, mask, all of that, but you can get everybody through in a pretty quick fashion.
We can, and in years past, we've gotten over 100 to 200 people through over the course of the day, so something that we can get people in and through pretty quickly.
Okay, and once again, those age recommendations. First and foremost, if you don't have a family history, 55 and older?
55 to 69, although after age 69, still you can get screened. Just discuss it with your primary care physician.
Right.
And then men at higher risk with a family history, starting at least around age 50.
Okay. We really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in today. It's nice
awesome.
To meet you.
Good to meet you. Thanks
All
for
right.
having me.
That's going to be great, Nick. We've been out there before when they've done this, and you know, they get a line of people ready to go. Free screening, 9 a.m. to 4:30, Friday, September 24th, Suite 200 of SIU Urology, 302 West Hay Street. And check it out, a week from Friday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 84, and Friday, sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 63 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:13.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur. Rex.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, when you have to make a hard choice, like between chocolate brownie fudge or lavender ice cream, well, where it gets really tough is choosing an internet and wireless carrier. Like, do you choose fast gig speed internet or one that blocks malware? And then what about wireless? Do you choose unlimited with 5G or the most reliable network nationwide? Or wireless, that's number one in customer satisfaction. Well, with Xfinity, you don't have to choose because you get all of that with Xfinity. It's internet and wireless so good, it keeps one-upping itself. Get Xfinity internet and mobile together for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Switch today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 10/11/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fee extra and subject to change. After term regular rates apply. Compares optimized pricing to top carriers. Xfinity internet required. We've had our 90s Nick teenage angst years. There's a new Alanis Morissette documentary.
My sister just saw her in concert like last week. Garbage.
Yeah, there was like three of them, I think.
And they didn't tell me who the other band was, but good show.
Yeah. Cat Power.
Oh, is that who it was?
Yes. I knew there were three.
Yep.
So there's a new documentary about the 25th anniversary of Little Jagged Pill. That's been 25 years. Now, she was very young, right?
Yeah.
At the height of that. Do you have any idea how young?
I don't know. Probably just a couple years older than me. Is maybe 18 or 19.
How old do you think? You think she's older than you?
Yeah, just barely.
She's 47.
Oh, yeah, then she's like 6 years older than me.
Okay. She was born in 1974. And so, I thought she probably would have been younger than that. Be honest with you. I don't know why. Well, anyway.
Did I used to watch her on Nickelodeon?
I have no idea, Nick. I wasn't babysitting you.
No, I mean, better question. Wasn't she like a teenage actor on You Can't Do That on Television or something out of Canada? I feel like that's where she got her break.
Were you watching a lot of Canadian TV?
Well, that was what Nickelodeon had, where they would dump the slime on people, and that's where
she appeared on You Can't Do That.
Look at that.
Five episodes when she was in junior high school, so it wasn't really a long time. I mean, she was like a child actor for years.
Right.
So she gets kind of basically 87 to 92, the beginning years, and then 93, 97, and then, of course, the big one, which, Jagged Little Pill was released internationally in 95, but I don't know that it hit late in the year into 96. That was her career.
Yeah, that's an all-time album.
Yes.
Top 100 albums, maybe all-time.
And now HBO Films is debuting a documentary. It's at a festival. I don't know when it's going to be on HBO. But she participated in this documentary, but now is very angry about it.
That happens.
It happens, but it's not all that common.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure what she's upset about. Now, she was the queen of that 90s angst. If Kurt Cobain was the king.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah, she's still holding it in the music.
On a short break in her tour, according to Deadline, with Garbage and Cat Power, the Canadian-born Morissette shed more light on her absence from the debut of the Alison Klayman-directed HBO feature documentary. Sent to Deadline after my colleague Matthew Carey's interview on Monday with Klayman at the Canadian Festival, Morissette now accuses the film of having a salacious agenda and includes implications and facts that are simply not true. I don't know what... can you call them facts if you're saying they're not true?
Well, I think she's saying that they're stating facts that aren't true, and they're making accusations. It's a weird distinction, I think.
Okay. Maybe it's a Canadian thing. To me, it's like you don't call something a fact.
Unless it's true. Not,
yes. I agreed to participate in a piece about the celebration of Jagged Little Pill's 25th anniversary and was interviewed during a very vulnerable time while I was in the midst of my third postpartum depression during lockdown. I was lulled into a false sense of security, and their salacious agenda became apparent immediately upon my seeing the first cut of the film. This is when I knew our visions were, in fact, painfully diverged. This was not the story I agreed to tell. I sit here now experiencing the full impact of having trusted someone who did not warrant being trusted. I have chosen not to attend any event around this movie for two reasons. One is that I'm on tour right now. The other is, not unlike many stories and unauthorized biographies out there over the years, this one includes implications and facts that are simply are not true. While there is beauty and some elements of accuracy in this, my story, to be sure, I ultimately won't be supporting someone else's reductive take on a story much too nuanced for them to ever grasp or tell. I'd like to hear what isn't true.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'd also like, well, I kind of did this because I was in this mood in this place. I mean, there's a little something here I can't quite get my hands around.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what is true, what's not true. I don't know what made the cut and what didn't. I don't know what she agreed to, but I tend to think that if it's a, I don't know what to think, actually. I'm leaning towards siding with her on this.
Why?
Because it's her story.
Yeah, but if you want to tell your story...
Go ahead and tell it.
You do your own documentary.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, but I mean, if somebody comes along and goes, hey, I want to help you get your story out, and then they totally change it or...
Okay, but you're not talking about someone who's not had any history of doing... I mean, because she's the more famous of the two doesn't mean she's the one being honest about
it. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised if it's completely the other way around. I mean, where...
I think she sets it up going, oh, I was in a different space when I agreed to do this. And maybe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that maybe the things she said when she was in a different space, she doesn't like the way they sound now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Well, I don't know that I overly care, but if I come across their take on it or if I watch this documentary and go, huh, they didn't make her look good. Now I know why she... You know, I don't know.
I think it's got to be tough to see something. I mean, I can't imagine that it would be. I don't know why anybody ever participates in this stuff, to be honest with you. Like, willingly.
Well, I mean, if you think it's going to be positive and you think that, you know, it's going to go a certain way, that's probably why. And then you get a wake up call, whether real or not real. And you go, ooh, man, I don't look the best here. I wish I hadn't done it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's a long time ago for her. For all of us, I suppose.
Well, she's done, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is this director's 6th documentary. Hmm. So, I mean, you know, there's some history with her, too.
Oh, some of her? Oh,
no, I meant like going...
Oh, with the documentary.
Yes.
Okay. Anything you recognize?
The Brink. The 100 Years Show. Take Your Pills. 11, 8, 16. She's had some interesting, diverse topics.
Okay.
So, I mean, assuming that if you're agreeing to something, you do your research on who you're agreeing to do some of this work with. Mm-hmm. And if there was, like, egregious, salacious behavior. I mean, first of all, I think artists, are the egos a little bit, you know, I mean, like if you were trying to make a salacious film, would like the 25th anniversary of a 90s angst album in Atlanta more, I mean, would that be where you would start?
No.
Like, I want to make something that's really clickbaity?
Yeah, probably not.
I was interested in seeing it. Now I feel like my want to see it has been interrupted.
Yeah, it'd be a different thing. Did you say 11-18-63 was on their
11-18-16.
Oh, 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you're upset. You're not going to go to the premiere. Okay. And the director said, of course, it would have been great if she could be here with us, but I'm grateful for all the time she did put into making this film. And doesn't seem to be backing down at all. And then also, you know, when you put the cameras on something, and we're all guilty of this. I mean, there's not a human being listening right now, including the two of us, that wouldn't be disappointed in our own behavior.
Oh, yeah.
If it was just shown for what it is.
Yeah, with all the warts and
yes.
the bruises, yep.
And life very, very rarely offers any of the nuance that Alanis Morissette talks about, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Certainly not today's day and age of social media and everything.
Right.
Nuance is like a dirty word. Nuance today means you're a communist. Right?
It can. Yeah.
I mean, we've broken it down to be just, it's all this or all that. So
right.
there's not a lot of nuance. So I feel her pain. And maybe the director did tell the story in a totality instead of only from her perspective.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, like a quick choice of a scene, you know, you show somebody looking a little drunk in a torn up hotel room and that it gives implications that it was years of partying, you know, and like little choices like that versus like, hey, that was my birthday party and I was sick. You know, I mean, it's just little choices that could really lose the nuance as she's talking about. I'm not saying they did that because I haven't seen the film, but you can choose certain things that help skip exposition.
November 19th, by the way, is when it's expected to be released. So, and it's an HBO Films. So, I mean, you got a big company.
Yeah, the quality is
got to, you know. So I think artists are temperamental people by nature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of them.
Creatives.
Mm-hmm.
When I say artists, I mean painters, musicians. Creative brains are trickier. It's part of what, I mean, it comes with the territory. It's part of what gives them the creativity.
You know, I do. There is a weird distinction that I've seen in my experiences. The ones that are arm's length creative, meaning like point and do, like you do this, do that. This is my idea.
That's not what I'm talking about.
The ones that literally are in there sculpting and, you know, doing all the things, they tend to be a little more engaged in my experiences.
Engaged, yes. Also self-absorbed, also a little bit selfish, also more easily suicidal,
yeah,
mental. I mean, I just think there's, and that's a mass generalization. It's certainly not everyone that creates. But there is a temperamental side mm-hmm. to that part of the brain.
Yeah.
It's not a character flaw. It's just sort of part of, you know, there's a reason why some of the greatest music ever made was made through divorces.
Sure. Yeah, you're making an extension of yourself and not a product for a shelf.
Yeah.
And they can be both, you know, but that's not what you're making.
No. The accountant gets divorced. They go through the same heartbreak, the same whatever. They don't create art out of it.
Right.
So it's all tied in together. So if you're going to have somebody kind of go, I'm not real happy about this. I mean, I guess I don't know. Listen to Jagged Little Pill.
It's all there.
Yeah. Including a song about irony that doesn't have any actual...
Which is ironic.
Yes. I'm going to watch it. I'll take a look-see. She's an interesting performer to me, and I like a good documentary. Yeah,
2 hours
I told you I spent 2 hours with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
2 hours after this thing's released, I'll get the lowdown from my sister. That's her number one.
Mm.
So, I mean, like the second it's
age. Is she the right age? I mean, is that like...
No, she's a little young for it, but she...
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's okay. Yeah, she's a little bit young, but I would say so. Sure.
Well, she's very talented. She was very good. She was in that documentary about that Woodstock.
Yeah.
Gone Bad. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Yeah, and she can still bring the goods, too.
Can she?
Yeah, she's really good.
All right.
I think she's also a host of one of these competition shows.
Is she really?
Yeah, with blonde hair. It might be the one where you're the virtual avatar.
I don't have any idea. I don't know what you're describing.
There's that you can sing behind the set, and they project a 3D image of a digital avatar that you pick. And so it's kind of like a hidden voice talent.
I got you.
Looks really cool.
So like the costume show without the costumes.
Just digital, yeah.
Less production costs.
Or more, I don't know.
She's sold, by the way, since we've been had this conversation all week about how many records sold, 75 million.
Huge.
Yes. All right. We get back on the other side of the break. We have tickets to give away. We'll visit with Tanya. A lot left to do in our final half hour. Taking a break now for bottom of the hour stories and news. You're listening to Brian Byers and Nick Smith. This is Byers and Company. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. A total of $100,000 in Impact 100 grants have been awarded to six local nonprofit organizations by the Community Foundation of Macon County. The 2021 competitive grant awards process gave preference to nonprofit organizations that demonstrated a well-defined and comprehensive commitment to addressing issues of healthcare access and outcomes in Macon County, the focal points for this year's grant cycle. To see this year's awardees and the grant total each received, go to NowDecatur.com. Governor J.B. Pritzker is expecting to sign sweeping energy legislation both chambers passed this month. The measure would give nearly $700 million in ratepayer subsidies to nuclear generation facilities. Exelon said passage of the bill allows them to refuel two of their nuclear plants. The measure also subsidizes renewable energy programs and would require closure of all coal-fired power plants by 2045. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
I'm Chris Foster. The no votes win, defeating an attempt to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom from office.
Newsom saying he was very humbled and very grateful to voters for giving him this chance to continue his job. He reminded voters to not focus on what they said no to, but really what they said yes to, including things like diversity, inclusion, constitutionally protected rights, and defeating Trumpism.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. One out of 500 people in the United States has now died of COVID-19, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University and the latest census count. Our military confirms a North Korean ballistic missile test.
It's only 2 days since North Korea announced it had also launched cruise missiles over the weekend. Japan's prime minister condemned the latest test as outrageous and a threat to peace.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Good looking forecast over the next 3 days. Here's Nick Smith.
Yeah, this is a good one and a quick one. Mostly sunny and a high of 82 for today, and mostly clear with a low around 55 for tonight. Thursday, sunny with a high of 84, and Friday, sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Does it stand up? Does it stand the test of time, as any music does?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of hers, but I think her music does what it did then. It still does now.
The lyrics seem a little simpler to me today than they did.
Well, she fancied herself to be a little wordsmithy, a little creative. Jason Mraz is kind of like that, too. Or it's like, I'm going to be witty. I'm going to try to...
Yeah, but you can try too hard in those areas.
It's her shtick.
I get it. It's good.
I like the song from City of Angels soundtrack, Uninvited. It was pretty powerful.
Okay. Powerful, Nick says.
Well, just the strings
feeling all of his younger days.
It just worked well for
you. Do you
movie.
Think humanity is doomed, Nick?
I don't. I hope not.
Okay.
Probably not.
I started watching. For some reason, we've let like 4 weeks of The Walking Dead go by without digging into the final season, you know, of the original.
I'm probably four seasons of going by without.
Okay, I have nothing for you on that. So we started watching it last night, and it's pretty good, you know, which I sometimes those shows just jump the shark, and it should have ended, you know, a year or two earlier. We all complain when shows go away, but when they last long and they can't bring it anymore, that's even more disappointing.
Oh, for sure. Yep.
But it was really good. And I remember, I think if you had asked a younger me, and I don't know what year we'd have to go back to, when did The Walking Dead first premiere?
Oh, I don't know, but I remember it. It was, man, that first episode was great.
Yeah.
Loved it.
No doubt. 2010.
No, that's...
Well, that's 11 years.
It's probably like on the heels of Lost being gone a couple years.
Yeah, but like, let's go back to 2010.
Okay.
So... We would have, I think we moved downtown in 2007, 2008, so relatively new here to the studios. Mm-hmm. When I first watched the show, and it wasn't my first sort of zombie apocalypse experience, you certainly, Stephen King did it about as well as you can do it in The Stand, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
There was that great, was it 40?
40 Days and Nights?
Yes. That was outstanding. Mm-hmm. And you go back to the 70s and the 60s,
George Romero.
All right. But it was the first sort of like series that really kind of took the subject matter seriously. I didn't have any of the comic book reading experience, so it was unfolding for me in a way that I didn't have any of the plots in my head.
Yep.
So unlike going to see Batman or something, I didn't have any conventional wisdom attached to the show. And I think if you had asked me, not just last year or in 2010, but if you'd asked me in March of 2020, would I believe that people would actually behave that way without Law and Order, I probably would have said no. I think the good would overcome the bad. I think all the way up until March of last year, my thought process would have been all of these shows are fun. They're entertaining, but they're based on a premise that wouldn't be true.
Okay.
That we wouldn't fall apart. That we wouldn't go Lord of Flies in like 6 seconds flat. I really would have, I think, honestly, we started out the day with this survey of 10,000 young people over 10 countries. 56% of them think humanity is doomed. And it's really easy to go, oh, those young kids, wait till they get real problems. You know, I mean, that's the sort of old guy take on it. And then we had the YLI leaders, or YLIA leaders in with their new podcast that they just started, which you can listen to on Nowdecatur.com. And they're kind of optimistic kids. You know, they believe in doing something and making a difference. So we started watching The Walking Dead last night, long story short. And I thought back to the beginning until they got to the Negan Glenn stuff when it just became like violence porn, you know, for a while. It now seems to be kind of back to where it was.
Sorting out society.
It's the character stuff more than it is just the gore and the violence. But I'm telling you, I believe on September 15th of 2021, society would go this way in a heartbeat.
The subreddit I read called Abrupt Chaos. And it's usually something where something happens, like a fire hydrant explodes, and then everything all around goes. I feel like we are abrupt chaos. You have something pop off in a movie theater, 90 people crashing through doors, no order. I think we're abrupt chaos.
We've had that for some time. Chaos theory is something that literally was written about in Jurassic Park.
Right.
That guy was brilliant, by the way. The author.
Oh, for sure.
When you look at the depth of his knowledge across, I don't know how many different, you know, landscapes, he was truly a futurist.
Oh, yeah, no question. Some well thought out kind of things in there.
And I would have believed, like, Lord of Flies was always like some fun sort of existential conversation. What would happen if kids got stranded on an island and there were no rules and there was no law and order? And I've talked to my friend Howard about this so many times, about the importance of law and order, because he's been so many places in the world where there isn't. And this is what you get, the worst of human behavior. So I don't know why any of it, well, it's a surprise to me, but it took a pandemic
to see it.
To see it in a passive aggressive way. People are still dying. People are still hurting. People are still caused great bodily injury and loss. But it's more of a passive aggressive way of doing it. It's not like somebody with a bat with nails through it. It's not like Snake Plissken, you know, in New York City. But it could get there. Does that sound really negative? Because I've seen the worst in human behavior over the last 18 months.
I think it's probably a fair belief. I do hold out this, and you could argue that there is no difference, but I think there's a huge difference. If we were to see something physically manifest itself, if it were Godzilla or walking corpses and all of that stuff, I believe that the ability to look away is far more difficult than just going, ah, I'm fine. I'm just going to go to my whatever.
You've just described every like classic villain story that believes the only way to unite Earth is to kill a couple of million people with a space alien invasion faked to bring mankind together. That's the Watchmen.
No, I'm saying like I still think that you'd see more
Thanos. Direct. It's like every, you know, and what you find, I think the bigger the event, the less we're together. We don't unite at all around anything anymore.
I bet you'd see more masks if COVID looked like you were oozing green stuff out of your pores.
But that's not to come together to help humanity. That's just because you're more terrified yourself.
Net.
No, it's not. That's my point. Yes, the end result, but the net does matter to me because it's what's in us as human beings.
I would say fair assessment by you.
All right. We'll get back on the other side of the break. Tanya's standing by. We have tickets to give away today here as well. We'll take the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, UC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. UC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at UC.com. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right, we're back here on a Wednesday. Good morning and welcome. Tanya Andrews joins us from Crossing Healthcare. Tanya, hope you're having a great start to your day. How's the shield testing going?
Good morning, Brian. The shield testing is going very well. We started that on Friday of last week and had a slow start, only tested about 50 community members. And now we're testing Monday and Tuesday over 100 per day. And the feedback we're getting is the process is going smooth. However, everyone has a varying degree of difficulty learning how to fill that test tube. Once people sort of get the hang of it, it's a pretty smooth process.
Yeah, it ought to be called a drool test.
It's exactly what it really is. That's it. Lindsay did a wonderful description of her experience, and it had our whole team and just laughing because she described it on point of what it's like to fill that, to drool into the test tube. I'm told that we're probably not much different than Pavlov's dogs. Those folks at ADM who have been doing this surveillance testing for a good amount of time test weekly. I've talked to several ADM employees who say that when they walk into the room where they are required to go each week to shield test, their mouths just automatically start drooling out.
Yeah.
So I guess it gets easier with time, right?
No doubt. Well, kudos for being on the front end of all of this for the community. Let's talk about cases. 59 cases reported, and then you also have three more deaths, a female in her 70s, the other two both male, one in his 50s, one in his 70s. We had a woman in her 30s die last week. Just talked to Drew and some other folks earlier. They thought maybe things were, you know, maybe it was ebbing a little bit, but now it doesn't look like it's slowing down. What's the state of the state?
You know, our test positivity rate is slowly declining, but I think the best way to tell the story right now is if you do look on IDPH's website and look at the different data points, if you look at the cases by age range, they break it out by decades. And the 40 and under, so the 40s, 30s, and 20 and under have much higher positivity rates than our older population here locally. So right now, this is spreading amongst people age 40 and younger. The highest age range for positive tests in our Macon County is 20 and under. So this is spreading in a new demographic. And so everything that we went through last fall was in the older age demographic. And so we're really just seeing that happen again. And so we're not out of the woods. It feels different because it is different now. It's in a different age group. But it's still just as prevalent in the community. Our test positivity rate is like 7.5%. So anything around that 8% range is completely, you know, out of control, and too prevalent for us to take a deep breath and let our guard down.
All right. Now, I know that we have breakthrough cases, although they are still small in number compared to overall. But the vast majority of the hospitalizations that we have, not only here in Macon County, but in Illinois and across the United States, are preventable.
You're absolutely correct. And it's interesting, both health systems have dashboards. HSHS Medical Group has a dashboard, as does Memorial Health Systems. And they report what we're seeing in our regions as it relates to vaccination status. And it is clearly, yes, there are some breakthrough cases, but severity of illness and hospitalizations and deaths are localized to that unvaccinated population. And even within, this is kind of common sense, even within the breakthrough cases, when you do see hospitalizations in breakthrough cases, it is typically people who have compromised health to start with. And so, you know, folks who have compromised health, even with the vaccination, you know, COVID's a tough disease. And so, you know, we can't forget that. And so, you know, when folks say, well, it's impacting people with or without vaccination, that is not correct. The vaccine is safe. It is very effective, and it has shown itself to be very effective against even the Delta variant that we're seeing locally now.
All right. And looking at the Kaiser Foundation numbers from earlier, there were in June 32,000 preventable hospitalizations, 68,000 in July, 187,000 in August. We won't have the full September numbers. But, Tanya, if you look at that and the average, you know, cost of those stays, that is $5.7 billion.
It really stops me in my track to see that data. I have spent a career increasing access to health care and trying to pull down costs and bring costs out of the system so that we can get care, affordable care, to everyone in our country. And when I see the waste and the preventable expenses that embog on our health care system that this has caused, it almost makes you sick when you think about what those dollars could have been done in the battle over time to get access to health care to more people, and how our country has just thrown these dollars at it in the last year. It's really almost hard for me to personally wrap my head around, to be honest with you, because I understand what that means and what that could have meant to so many people. So it's all the more reason why we've got to get our vaccination rates up locally. And you know, the mandates are not popular, but I think that's what is likely going to take to push vaccination rates higher locally, because that is the way that we get onto the other side or work through what COVID has done to our community and to our world.
There's something on Capital Facts today that is worth sharing, because there is, and this is in Salem, Illinois, at a place called Sharon's Cafe. And last summer, one of our state representatives, Blaine Wilhauer, was visiting those restaurants in Marion County, telling them that the health department had no authority to tell them they could not have indoor dining. This was in the middle of what was going on with the indoor dining in June of last year. In fact, on his Twitter account is him proudly posing for a picture with the owners and the patrons, no one wearing a mask. This is from Sharon's Cafe yesterday on their social media. It is a very sad day for the cafe. We've lost one of our cooks due to COVID. She sadly passed away last night. We will be taking donations for medical and funeral expenses. Please, please wear your mask when visiting our business. It took one of theirs dying for them to listen to any reason.
You know, isn't that what we've seen, though, throughout this entire pandemic? It takes personal experience. It's as if we don't want to believe the science, and we only want to believe what we can see with our own eyes. And while I understand that the world has gotten us to that level of mistrust for a million reasons, this is one of those times where we have to show some faith and trust in the healthcare experts. You know, even the ones, you know, if you can't get yourself to believe the CDC, or you can't get yourself to believe, you know, those, you know, government agencies, trust your doctor, trust the person that, you know, trust Dale, the local pharmacist, the people that you can go have a conversation with. That's where we're at, because we really, you know, we really have to get a handle on this locally, because I'm going to tell you, the healthcare system is taxed and they're tired. You can hear it, you know, when you talk to Drew and when you talk to Teresa. I can tell you that staff, you know, you can't keep asking staff to do hard stuff for 2 years. It's a lot for anyone.
Not to mention the people that are getting turned away, who have real emergencies, right, and real things to deal with as well. I read a story over the weekend. I think it was Alabama, or it could have been Georgia. A heart attack victim turned away from 43 hospitals.
Yeah, I read that and read how the family wanted this in the obituary to encourage people to get vaccinated. And that broke my heart to think about, you know, we have worked so hard in healthcare to improve the quality of care that's been being delivered. If you think about the work we've done around cardiovascular health and stroke care and what we can accomplish, you know, with our technology here locally to save people. And yet we can't divert the resources to that kind of care right now because we're, you know, staffing at COVID ICUs.
All right.
Tough.
It is incredibly tough. Keep up the great work, Tanya. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week. Tanya Andricks from Crossing Healthcare. Amazingly. All right, do the weather. We'll come back and figure out how we're going to give away some of these tickets. It's a reward for, you know, the longtime listener, the one that's there all the way to the end.
Right.
And trust me, we've been giving them plenty of reason to jump ship today. Soundtrack alone.
Oh, man.
I'm only teasing. I've enjoyed it. Thank you for being consistent. I'm a consistency guy.
Yeah, a little theme.
Yeah. I hate the days I come in and we're all over the place.
Right.
You give me 90s, I get in a 90s vibe.
Okay.
I liked some of that.
Got some purple jean shorts?
Nah. No. See, you always got to push it. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 84, and Friday, sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:52.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is a FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, 872-3800.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
If you could only see...
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Why I feel this way about our love.
Hey, we're back here on a Wednesday. Good morning. Yeah, that Billy Bob Thornton thing, although he's not the reason I'm excited about it, that project I did read about, it, the prequel to Yellowstone that Taylor Sheridan is doing. But, man, if you want, like, the Old West, Sam Elliott's the draw.
Right.
It's called 1883, and it is about the Dutton family move across the West to get to... So it's like a way, way, way back prequel.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
I saw that not too long ago, and I meant to share that with you, and I forgot.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for thinking of me. Yep. It means a lot. All right. We have... I wanted to say something about Norm Macdonald.
Oh, please do.
You know, he evidently had been battling like a 9-year battle with cancer that was unknown. He seemed like that kind of guy, private kind of guy. Michael Crichton, who we mentioned earlier, same way, you know, died of cancer, and no one knew until after he died. I thought Norm Macdonald at his best could be really funny, and he had his own vibe and his own sort of, you know, the word authenticity gets thrown around maybe a little too much today, but he didn't do it anybody else's way.
Nope.
And to this day, one of the funniest damn things I've ever seen in my life was the MTV spoof on The Real World where he was Bob Dole living in the house.
Yeah.
And he had the creepy Bob Dole just staring through the glass at the kids. I mean, that will be in my brain for as long as I live.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like him in Adam Sandler movies, Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson, yes, that's exactly right. So, rest in peace. And when I heard that yesterday, I was impacted by it more than I thought I would have been if you had said, what would you think about it? You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just sort of like, wow, that guy was an original.
Yeah, his interviews are great. You'd learn a lot from him. He kept it real throughout it. I saw Blake Griffin, the basketball player, shared a clip of his favorite experience as being interviewed as a player, and he said that Norm Macdonald planted himself in this like press conference and goes, yeah, question for you. What do you think about the curse of no NBA Rookie of the Year ever repeating the next year as Rookie of the Year?
Interesting.
It's very interesting, and it just...
He was his own dude, for sure.
Great. He's great.
And sometimes you didn't quite know what to make of it or what to do with it.
Oh, right.
You know? But that
wasn't always funny.
That's not his problem. That's your problem.
Just sat there on you.
So rest in peace, Norm Macdonald. All right. Jay Leno's returning to TV?
Yeah.
Is there an audience? I mean, is Jay just getting to be like that guy we never want to get to be ourselves, which is like you've just had your run and you're just can't give it up?
I don't know. He's not. I hear lots of people not like him in Hollywood, and I don't know that there's been clamoring for him to come back. I don't know.
But are we waiting for a revamp of You Bet Your Life?
I mean, that's Groucho.
I know you do.
I don't know anyone else that does.
You know, we're at a point where the MTV Awards can't even get a million views.
Right.
Some rehash of something from the 40s or 50s with Jay Leno.
Yeah, let's also be clear. I'm not getting Groucho. I'm not even getting this.
You know, Jay Leno, when they brought him back to prime time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a miserable failure.
Yeah.
You know, outside of that Tonight Show setting, right? So I don't know. I mean, I wish him luck. I'm not rooting against him. I looked at that and thought, man, is that really what
it'll do fine
people are
for
clamoring
a while,
for?
And then it'll just disappear.
All right. We have those two Cardinals tickets I want to make sure we give away.
Yep.
And we have a couple of pairs of tickets to that religious concert on Sunday at the Devon.
Yep.
VIP tickets.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm just going to let you open up and talk to the first five callers. You sort it out.
Okay.
217-875-1340. But in those calls, one person is going to walk away courtesy of First Mid with a pair of tickets to see the Cardinals and Reds this weekend in action. 217-875-1340. Call now. If you want to listen to any of the show that you might have missed today, Nick will have a playlist of bad 90s anxiety music for you a little later today. Podcasts are driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. They're available at Nauticator.com. And don't forget about the new Hickory Point Bank Invested sponsored podcast for YLIA. Nobody asked us. Episode 1, now available at Nauticator.com. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Since the Macon County Health Department...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.